sick right now, aren't I? But hearing myself speak right now, wow, my sick voice is actually some of the most sultry it ever can be, isn't it? So this episode, it's going to be short, and I think it's going to be very optional if you're a garden podcast completionist and you want to listen to all of them. It's a miracle I'm not sneezing all over you right now, little bunny. Been sneezing a lot this evening, but Queen Little Bunny made me take some NyQuil. So now I'm also, yeah, I'm sick and on NyQuil. Maybe that's the beverage for tonight. That's some NyQuil. I had it in the pill form, I guess. Oh my goodness. So I think I'm just going to ramble without trying to think too much. This is going to be about enjoying the sound of my voice. Sometimes my voice is super excited and I talk all fast. Oh my goodness, the sickest I've ever been. I was visiting Mexico. This was not too terribly long ago. And I have a voice note of it. I couldn't believe it. We're not going to talk about it. Oh my god, I already brought us here. I can't believe it. Well, I think the quality of my voice goes up the sicker I am. Isn't that horrible? Well, that's okay. Anything for the craft, right, little pony? If I need to go get sick all the time, no, I'm just kidding, I won't do that. Don't worry. But I can learn from it, I guess. Talking nice and slow and relaxed. I think I'll just try and make you feel good with the sound of my voice this week. And then I'll be sure to get some good rest. This hit me just today, little bunny. I originally had something really good planned for you, a really good topic. But I think I'll save it for when my brain is functioning. Oh man, how is it? A voice actor popped up on my TikTok, which, by the way, Instagram is a good place to follow me. It's now, Instagram is becoming like the same size as TikTok in terms of video views and stuff. That's good. What else do we have? I should say garden. Go over the garden basics. Some other time. I'm supposed to always talk about the latest locked audio from Patreon. I did a relaxing beach audio this time. All right. Take you away from this world that you're in. Then we go over to the beach and we hold hands and we dream together. It was a very pleasant one. Very relaxing one. The Patreon is a combination of spicy, relaxing, and just pure imagination in all the wonderful ways. So on Saturday, September 2nd, I think. Oh my goodness. It's just past midnight. So yeah, on September 2nd, I can't remember the time of day. It's a time of day where it works kind of no matter where you are in the world. I'm going to be improvising a bedtime story live in the Discord. And the Discord is part of the locked section of the garden, which is at the Patreon. So all the links to that are in the podcast description and stuff like that. So anyway, I was looking at this voice actor. He just had such a beautiful, he had so much control over his voice. You know, it's a bit surreal to see, because it's just a video of him. And he didn't do his movie voice until halfway through the video. So he's just talking normal, and then he's, boom, he goes into this mode where it's almost surreal. Like, what am I talking about, little bunny? What it makes me think of is he's very practiced and controlled with his voice. And I really like that I'm getting better at talking into a microphone. voice. This is my real voice, by the way. This is the voice you get if you lean in close and I grasp the back of your head and grasp the hair and lean into your ear and say, hey there, little bunny. This is the voice you're getting. I used to try and perform a voice. Like, let's see if I can do one. I'm going to cringe. Hey there, little bunny. It still works, doesn't it? But now I can be so authentic into the microphone. Which is really, really great. I think that's why this feels so special to me. So you're not getting a character and you're not getting a fake voice. This is just me. Real me, little bunny. And I like that I get the real you. I want you to be totally yourself with me. And I know you already are. You can feel it as soon as you hear my voice. Everything just gets stripped away. You can just kind of exist. Be here, lost in my voice. In the comfort of my arms. I love you, little bunny. I wonder what sounds good about my voice right now. What is it? Is it... I guess it's my nose is a bit stopped up, isn't it? Let me try stopping up my nose. Ready? Hey there, little bunny. Oops, no, it's not that. I need to learn how to do more voices. Especially if I'm going to be doing audiobook narration of my own fiction. Which I already do. I actually purposely write things so I don't have to use many voices. I'm such a cheater, aren't I? It's like, okay, maximum 3 characters. One is going to be me. One is going to be a woman's voice. And one is going to be some kind of whiny voice. And then I don't have anything that I can do besides that. So maximum 3 characters every time I make something. I'll get better, little bunny. It's all about practicing. Getting better and better at things. People don't start out really good at things. It's almost like a secret or a lie or a misconception. You see someone who's really good at something and you say, wow, they are just so good at that thing. But you're really not, you're opening the book to page 300 and you're saying, wow, the character is so good at this thing. All right, you got to start at page 1 where they're, they pick up the sword for the first time when the call to adventure happens and they're really bad at it and they get kicked in the chest by the little goblin with his own sword. And the goblin is supposed to be by page 300 the goblin is a weakling, but on page 1 the goblin is very, very comparatively strong. So your champion wields the sword for the first time and they're really bad at it. Anyway, then you gotta learn and they train and they have the sensei to teach them and then they go on their own trial. Naruto is a great... I won't talk about Naruto. Okay, I guess I'm talking about Naruto. That's a series that does the power progression beautifully. Oh, he gives himself so much headroom at the beginning. Because Naruto, like, sucks. He's the worst ninja ever. The episode 1. Or chapter 1, if you want to be an originalist. And, just gradually he gets stronger. He gets more experience. He trains. He practices. He has different teachers as time goes on. He gets stronger and stronger. Then he realizes he had more of a knack for something than anyone thought originally, including himself. But he had perseverance. And that's almost the most overpowered thing you can have is perseverance. Says the daddy who's recording a podcast all messed up on NyQuil. Super late. Don't worry, I'll get sleep soon.
This is putting me in a pretty good mood, actually. I was feeling so irritable.
Because I was sick and I wanted to do stuff. But I'll persevere. It's not just important for you that I'm here for you every Friday. Without fail. It's important for me too, little bunny. I'll talk about my own fiction one second. So I have a series called A Year of Love and Ligature. And the concept is that at the end of every episode, in the episode, I announce the date of the next episode. So it takes place in real time. So if an episode comes out on April 15th, then that episode takes place on April 15th. Does that make sense? And then when May 27th rolls around, the episode takes place on May 27th, and you listen to it on May 27th is when it comes out. And so every month I would announce the date of the next premiere, and they would premiere live on YouTube before YouTube got antagonistic towards my fiction, which is fine, I understand. So in the it was always a crunch to the end, like 3 days remaining. I was like, oh my God, how am I ever going to get this done? But then you make it happen. Deadlines make things happen, little bunny. They really do. And then I had to wrap it up and I'd upload it. And then we'd hang out in the little YouTube lobby together, listening to the next episode. And at one point, I gave myself, I like broke my rule. I was like, I'm going to give myself some extra time. And it was the right call because my episode was really, really bad. So it was the right call not to release the poor quality episode. But, you know, once you lose the deadline and you lose the habits, it's very hard to get it back. So anyway, that's why I don't want to skip this week's episode. You know, I've been trying to finish those last three episodes of Love and Ligature for a long time now. And you need the deadlines. Deadlines make things happen, little bunny. Routine is key. If you want to have a creative body of work, you got to have routine. You can't just say, oh, I'll work on it when I feel like it. Or an hour of work is different if you're trying to hit a deadline versus you're just kind of working in general. The hour of work to hit the deadline is way, way more productive. You know it to be true, little bunny. So that's why I'm going to still be here for you this Friday. Even though it's going to be a short little episode. It's important to me that I'm always here for you. Anyway, little bunny, I should get to bed. I love you very, very, very much. You'll hear from me in just a second from tomorrow morning. I'll read you a poem, send you off on your week. Take care. Good morning, little bunny. How did you sleep? Actually, I'm the one who slept. I slept very well. Thank you for asking. I had some very, very vivid dreams. They were not nightmares, but they were very odd. Anyway, glad to be back here in the land of the living with you. Still trying to discern what is real and what is not. But that's part of the fun. Very garden, isn't it? Okay, I have a great poem for you. And I'm going to continue my recovery so that I can be nice and healthy for you for many years to come. Here's your poem. You ready? Even when I'm under the weather, I'll never skip our time here together. Have a great, great